A lot of trial and error, I think. I kept setting myself up these little systems that then would become overwhelmed and I'd have to adjust them. I guess...
were there lots of spreadsheets? Were there lots of scribbles?
Many, many spreadsheets and many, many notebooks. I guess at first, you know, I came to this project and I thought 150 years. It's a long time, but it's quite a manageable history. It's not like 1,000 years. I quickly discovered that it was, you know, as big a project as you wanted to make it. One of the things that was very, very useful for me came from John Henry Brooks himself, which was during his time here, he kept these immaculate scrapbooks of press cuttings capturing anything to do with the institution. Some of them charting really major events and some of them a little pictures of student fashion shows and just give you this amazing insight.
And the culture and
yeah. Exactly, and just the style and the language, everything. So that was something very helpful, but I mean, one of the things I was really keen to do was kind of give people voices by inviting people to submit first-hand accounts, and people were so generous in terms of what they contributed, photographs and these incredibly evocative accounts of their times there.
Who stood out for you, can I ask, of your interviewees?
There's just these fantastic and often hilarious accounts from the 1970s during the Polytechnic years, of which you would maybe recognise that kind of real student lifestyle. Someone just sent me like a list of things that they remember most strongly, and it included things like Fray Bento pies heated up in their bedsit, which flooded every winter, coming back from the holidays to find an ice rink because the pipes had all burst and their kitchen was just frozen solid. Another of my favourite sources were some of the student magazines from the 60s and 70s, because I mean, the style and the voices and the subject matter. One of my favourite articles is entitled Diary of an Oxford Dude, and it charts the self-proclaimed dude, and so happily I've been able to digitise a lot of those magazines, so those are on for people to scroll through. It's an incredible history from the art school up to Brooks, but it's amazing how many other strands come in and how many other characters crop up and these different journeys and stories and histories that kind of come together into what is now Brooks. Has been an amazing project. I would urge anyone who has an interest in history or Brooks or Oxford or education to have a little look at the archive, because I'm sure they'll find something there that will really capture their imagination.
Yes.
It certainly captured mine.